Welcome back to Having Games. You're joined with myself, Tom, and Woody, our guest from episode 26 of the Having Words podcast. Today we're going to find out who's going to win a randomly generated adjective to go at the end of their name. Currently, Tom still has Tom the Aggressive. Let's see who wins in today's Having Games episode. Welcome back to Having Games. Woody, this is your first ever Having Games experience. How are you feeling before we start off?
Nervous.
You should do.
I'm very competitive, so Tom is going to lose.
Tom's gonna win. Wait.
See, but no, I'm taking the more, you know, just chilled approach.
Do you play as well, Jeff?
Guarantee me victory.
I played once when Tom hosted episode like 6 or something.
And you duped me.
I duped you.
You undercut my leadership by creating a new rule or something.
The episode's called Conning the Host because I made a new rule and won. And I got the title Josh the Mad, so I've been Josh the Mad for the last like 20 weeks, so until someone hosts again. You know, Woody, you could host one next time you're down if you want.
Yeah, sure.
Guest nice. Host.
Yeah, guest host. That would be the first time, wouldn't it?
Now, Woody, I would be scared if I was in your position because Tom is quite good.
Yeah, I can imagine.
He channels his inner Joe. Joe Jones.
Oh, I have to.
And Joe's really good.
Joe is the master. I'm just the apprentice.
Joe, we give Joe a minute and he thinks of 3 different plots, subplots, romantic bits.
Sequels.
He also thinks of like inconsistencies in the story. It doesn't make any sense. It's crazy.
Wow.
So I'd be scared because Tom's channeling his inner Joe right now.
Just because I'm channeling it doesn't mean I can actually pull it off.
No, but remember, Tom, I was in history with you for like 2 years and English. Like, I know how creative you can be.
You know how my mind works.
Yeah,
today we're playing movie pitches, which we played in the past. I love Tom's slating me because what he slated him yesterday from the Indiana Jones show. It's like the host. Every point I give to Woody. Today we're doing movie pitches where I give you guys a celebrity or actor's name, a genre or hybrid genre for a movie, and then also a random object. And you guys have a few minutes to think, and then you have to pitch to me a movie idea. And then I'll be giving out points, 1 point for best actor relevance, such as star personas or like traits the character has, such as Liam Neeson's having that dramatic quote in Taken, where he's like, "I will find you and I will kill you," that kind of thing. Like, if it has the kind of quirk of the actual celebrity, I kind of give like I sway the points more towards that. I also give a point for relevance to the genre and also best use of the object. Do you understand?
I do.
Also, we're just going to say you can actually send in your contributions at havingwordspodcast@gmail.com and we'll try and use them in the next time we play a movie pitches. You can send in a celebrity actor's name, a genre, and a random object, and we will say it's from you, and then our guides, our guests, and other co-hosts will play it for you. And now I just want to remind you guys are competing for a random adjective to go at the end of your name. Tom, I want you to win because I'm sick of you being Tom the Aggressive.
I know, it needs to change.
You're getting so aggressive, you're actually calming down a little bit now.
Yeah.
You're a little bit fed up.
It's a bit unfair the adjudicator said that he wants Tom to win before we even start.
Wait.
To be fair.
But also,
that's quite bad.
Also,
but let's carry on.
But also, I want Woody to win because I hate guests leading without a nickname.
So
it's 50-50 here. Now, we're going to start off with round one. So, round one. Woody's the guest, which is he goes first, but I'll give you some moments to think. So, the actor or celebrity name is Jason Statham. Okay, no. Do you know who he is?
Yes.
Do you know who he is?
Do I know?
Okay, good. And the genre is a family feel-good.
Okay.
A family feel-good genre. Look at you two write it down. And the random object that you have to associate with the narrative is a top hat. A top hat.
Okay.
So I'll give you guys some minutes to think.
What is a family feel good?
It's just one of those films like, oh, you know.
Just, it's like a feel good film. It's like, it's suitable for all the family as well.
So would you say that the end message is positive?
Typically, yeah. Why, what have you got in mind?
So no one dies.
Someone could die. But it has to be lighthearted.
Right. I'm ready.
Okay, now Woody, you go first because you're the guest of this week.
Right. So do I just sort of go?
Pitch it.
Okay, so
Tom's thinking about it.
I'm thinking, right, so you got Jason Statham.
Yep, that's the name I gave you.
Big bulky guy. Mm. He's got a family, right? Well, and his family has a dog as well. Right.
Yeah.
And because, you know, everyone knows that Jason Statham loves dogs.
Okay.
Sure, okay.
Right, and there's this top hat, right? This golden top hat, right? Oh, yeah. He's nothing to do with it, right? He's an ex-military guy, Jason Statham. Uh-huh. But he's, like, retired, like, family, you know, settled down with his doggo. and there's a magic golden top hat, right? And it's kept in, like... I don't know, in the White House in America.
Of course.
Okay. And so...
Someone's reaching.
And so...
Top hat. Sorry.
You know, it goes missing.
Yeah.
And like, everyone's like, where's the magic top hat gone? Right?
And there's a national outrage if the top hat is missing.
And there's certain other things that you've got to find to make the top hat magic, right?
Okay, sure.
And so the top hat is like the main thing, and so they, like, the FBI recruit Jason Statham and his doggo because the guy who has taken the top hat, he says he wants to destroy all the happy doggos in the world, right? So Jason Statham...
Wait, all of the happy ones?
Yeah.
Destroy them.
Yeah.
Or vaporise them.
It's like in Endgame, where Thanos, like, kicks his hand, and he puts the hat on, and they just disappear.
Wait. So if he has the hat already, what does he just
No, you didn't listen. There's other things. It's like decorative pieces on the hat.
Sorry, Gary.
And there's, like, five of them. To make it work.
Yeah.
But, right, so then there's, like, you know, Jason Statham's trying to find him, and he's getting all angry like he does, like, busting through walls, and, like, and he finds a girl, and he saves the girl along the way, because he always, you know, ends up saving someone. He does save a girl.
He does.
He usually gets together with them, but he's faithful to his wife.
Yeah.
But there could be a point in it where he takes his wife and kills her, so he has to find love, you know? But it wouldn't really be a family film, so I'm going to redact that bit.
Yeah,
Of course, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, so... at the end, like, he basically finds him. It's like, there's a fight over the last decorative piece.
What is the last decorative piece?
It's like a little, golden flower that goes on it, yeah? Because everyone knows that Jason Statham loves flowers as well.
Yeah, of course.
And then he basically gets it off him, and then all the happy doggos in the world come and just eat the guy that tried to do it.
Cool.
And that's the film.
Nice. Awesome. So Thanos steals a magic top hat.
No, but it was different because Thanos got all of the Infinity Stones. This geezer didn't get all the magic flowers.
Yeah. Okay, nice. Well, I like it. Okay, cool. I like it. So, do you have any questions for that plot?
Many.
Right, go. We'll shoot. Leave it. I think it's solid.
Okay, Tom?
Got quite a similar sort of premise.
Definitely stole my idea.
Totally stole all of it. So there's a magic top hat. Right. Jason Statham is a retired MI6 agent.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Why is he British? Sorry, I'll wait till the end.
He is British.
No, he's not.
He's totally British.
Wow.
Okay, so he is basically he's in a family, loving family. He's got kids, wife, everything. Goes to a little get together, a little party with his family, a whole load of other families as well. He gets recognised at this party by someone he used to work with, who was never proven, you see through flashbacks, but it was never proven that they were a double agent, but he always believed that person was.
Okay.
And he left because he was threatened, because this person was quite high up, and he was threatened with either leaving or and staying quiet, or your family gets killed. He recognises this person, and this person doesn't take kindly to seeing him again after everything that happened. So then he has to go undercover again with his family this time, because his family's part of it now,
because
they're all in the same place, and they have to try and prove or find out that this guy is a double agent. while he's also being hunted down and all of that sort of stuff. That's the that's the main sort of plot going on there.
Yeah. Shake your head, buddy.
Yeah. The film is called...
yeah, what's the title of the film?
The film is called Pursuit of Hattiness.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Where was the hold top on. Hat? You missed the top hat!
The top hat he wore, by the way.
Oh.
At the party.
That's boring.
Where is he?
Mine was called Top Ham, because his name was Jason Statham.
So it's dreadful.
I'll say it's the worst round we've ever had.
It's quite poor.
Okay, well done, you guys. Now I'm going to give out 3 points based on the creativity, genre, and object. The first point that I'm going to give for object... goes to Woody, because a lot of the stories...
It's got to be. He wore a hat. Oh!
A lot of the stories circulated... A lot of the stories circulated around the top hat. So, Woody, there's 1 point for you for object. Okay, now for genre, or best suit of the genre, I'm going to give it to Thomas. Tom, I'm going to give you the genre point. Thanks, no more sense. Woody's felt a lot more like an action sci-fi.
Yeah, thriller.
Thriller.
Yeah.
Now, for the last one, it's for character relevance. Now, both of you did actually make hints towards Jason as an actor and as his persona of an actor. And this was quite a difficult one for me. So I'm going to give the point for character relevance to... I'm going to give it to Woody. I'm going to give the point to Woody. Well done. I like it. Woody, although I feel like the narrative was all over the place at times, I do think your creativity was vast. Tom, you stuck with the genre, and that worked perfectly. Vast, yeah. His creativity was all over the place.
Hey, you
great.
Didn't have any dogs in yours.
I didn't know that.
I had all the happy dogs in the world.
All the happy dog guys.
That's a lot to imagine.
Yeah.
That's a lot to imagine.
Being threatened with death. That's
family film. Well, Tom, you did get the point for genre.
No, I did, didn't I? Yeah, I deserved that one.
What about 101 Dalmatians? Shut up. That was a dark film turned into a happy ending. And that is a family film.
It's an old-fashioned Disney film. They're all fucking dark.
Yeah, isn't it a family feel-good, though?
Okay.
And that was centred around killing dogs, wasn't it? Thank you very much.
Let's see how Woody can bring into killing dogs in round two. Round two, you guys. currently, Woody has 2 points. Tom has 1 point.
Who? Who?
Round two. This is relevant to current times. Keanu Reeves.
Good
one. The genre is romantic.
Okay.
Romance.
Yep.
And the random object is a small bike.
A small bike.
Like a child's bike or just like a small bike.
Right, I like it.
I've smashed you already.
Well, you haven't even... Okay, I'll give you a few minutes to think about that.
I like this status that I'm sitting in with the light behind me and I'm like a silhouette. You guys have walked into my office.
Mm-hmm. Pitch to me the next big movie idea. Now hear me out, there's a top hat and there's darks.
That's all I got.
I love it.
Woody, because you won last round, Tom goes first this round. Tom, whenever you're ready.
Cool, right. This film is called The Bike Tricks. Keanu Reeves is a lonely man. He has lost relationships.
Yeah.
He's lost dogs.
Good boys.
Since he left the events of The Matrix.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
We directly tie
wow.
It. I'm piggybacking the success of those films. He keeps seeing a small bike, a small kid's bike, everywhere he goes.
Interesting.
The same one, the same design. He sees it in his apartment. He sees it when he's at work. He sees it just in the street. He sees it everywhere, just on its own, standing on its own. One day, he's driving, and this same bike rolls out onto the road, and he hits it. There's no one, nothing on it, just rolls out. He then hears a kid is crying, and he finds out that was that kid's bike. So he goes over with the bike and he's like apologising. The mum comes out, she's beautiful, like, you know, comes out, opens the door, wind is blowing, she's like,
whoa,
you know, all that
nice.
Sort of shit. They hit it off.
They hit the kid.
Little bitch. The rest of the film is him finding meaning in his life again and rediscovering all of the positives and happiness that comes with a relationship, but also the negatives, but mostly the positives. And then that's the end of the film.
I like that. That's cute. That's cute. Romance. That's a romantic film.
Yeah,
romance.
I'm a bit worried about my romantic now.
Yeah? You should be.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, Woody.
Right. So, we have Mr. Reeves.
Whoa.
He's an orphan, right? So, you join him when he's in sort of like his early 20s or maybe mid 20s, absolutely shredded. He's a fighter. And he's like, you see him, he's like working himself up in the opening scenes. And he goes into this warehouse and like goes John Wick on them. Like he just takes out this whole warehouse. And they had captive this beautiful girl who is also an operative. Okay. And he saves her.
Yeah.
Okay. And so she go and like, he's like, no, I'm better on my own. And throughout this whole thing,
wait, he didn't know she was there. He didn't know she was there.
Listen.
And then left.
Please listen to me.
Correct.
Right? So, the reason why he was an orphan, right, is he keeps having flash, and throughout the fight he keeps like he gets shot, right, and then he'll have another flashback and get angry, and it'll be about when his parents got killed.
What's he doing while he's being shot just on the floor?
No, he's like behind cover and stuff. It'll like, be quick, right? So
it's here, right?
Right. So he'll be behind cover and he'll get really angry and they'll have a flashback and he'll be like walking into the room where both his parents are dead and there's his bike from when he was younger toppled over with blood on it and the wheels like spinning.
Okay.
And he keeps having that flashback and so yeah, mate, can you just listen? Okay. Right?
I am, I don't hear any love.
So yeah, like so he saved this beautiful girl, and the whole reason why he went on this rampage was to kill the people that killed his
bike.
No, that killed his parents.
Yeah.
And the reason why he's having all these flashbacks, and so and the main people that did it, he didn't kill in the warehouse, and so it goes on.
How does
and,
he know?
And these two, they come together loads of times at different sort of, you know, hotel rooms and stuff, and you know, almost a little bit like a James Bond type thing where they end up sort of having a bit of romance in the middle, but he's always like, no, because I'm better on my own, you distract me.
But still plows for it. Still.
Yeah, but he still plows her. You know? And then they get to the end and then they find the guy like who did it after, like, you know, more John Wick type style where he just slaughters everyone, but he did it with his wifey at this point, and they like really bond, and then like they kill the last guy together. And, like, it's just so cathartic. Like,
how do they,
for them both,
how do they kill him,
stab him with the same machete at the same time. Whilst
machete's more of
no, but they stab because they don't want to be conventional. They stab him with the machete.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's how they find love. And both of them, they're two lone wolves that come together. And their love just blossoms from that, and they go on to save the world.
Thank you, Woody. Okay, I like that. Tom, do you have any questions for his plot?
I didn't get any questions for Tom's plot.
You don't again. Get any questions. Mine was pretty sound. Yours involves essence of romance.
They get together and it's John Wick.
Romantic
like,
film.
And
like.
And the film name is called Love's Wick. As well.
What?
It just makes no sense.
Love's Wick.
Okay, I've got to give out points. So
is it,
far.
Is it directly tied to John Wick, or is it?
No.
Well, then how is he John Wick?
No, because you can't. It's copyright, isn't it? You can't just, like,
use the name. You're directly John Wick.
No, I was saying it's like you're going John Wick style. It's a way
it says
of describing.
That on the cover.
The title has Wick on it.
Yeah, but it doesn't necessarily link to him.
It's Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give out points. So currently Woody's on 2 points, Tom's on 1 point. The first point I'm going to give out is for creativity. And I think I'm going to give it to Woody. I'm going to give Woody the point for creativity.
Mate, I'm very creative. Yeah, like, you got
for me, it was the flashback of the blood on the bike and the bike's wheel turning. The next one I'm going to give is for genre.
I'll take this one.
Oh, which I'm going to give to Tom. Tom, you definitely embrace the romance aspect.
Yes, I do.
Woody was like, oh yeah, and they kissed and fell in love, I guess.
They stabbed the guy together. I mean, come on. How much more romantic can you get?
And I'm just not that.
Mommy, I want to watch a romantic film.
Ah! Oh my god! Chadwick, not Chadwick! And the final point I'm giving out is for object.
What was the object? A small bike.
Small bike.
Ooh.
And I'm going to give this point to the person which I think the object made more of an influence and relevance in the plot. I'm going to give it to Tom. Tom, you got the point for the object. Currently, so Tom, 3 points. Woody, 3 points.
Coming in.
To Woody.
On to me.
Round three. Celebrity or actor's name, Miley Cyrus.
Fucking
hell. The genre is a bloody horror.
As opposed to a...
normal horror.
Confetti horror.
Like gory horror.
Okay.
And the random object is a chicken. Miley Cyrus, bloody horror, chicken.
Easy,
I'll
man.
Give you a few minutes to think.
Easy, man. I might just improv this on the spot.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to improv it as well then.
Okay, if you two are both going to...
Or am I?
Detailed notes!
I'll improvise it. Build it up.
The backstory of the chicken and its motives.
The chicken's called Miley Cyrus. Okay, so I'm going to start with Woody because Tom got more power.
He's got more power.
I'm going to start with Woody because Tom got more points. Tom the aggressive got more points in round two. Woody, begin. Miley Cyrus, chicken.
Right. So I'm going to go because it seems like most things she acts as herself. She is Miley Cyrus or Hannah Montana. She's a singer,
yeah.
Right? And so she has enough of it. She has enough of the game. And she goes out. She wants to go on like a retreat. And she goes to see her friend in the countryside.
Stolen mine.
Anyway, it's not stealing it, is it?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Right, yeah, so she goes out to the countryside.
Yeah.
To see her friend, and there's like, you know, there's a few of them there. And her friend owns, like, she's sort of like a farmer. You know, she has sort of, you know, animals and all stuff like that. And
like what farmers have.
Yeah, and like, and crops in the field, like there's tall crops, and it's so secluded. It's out, you know, they've got like 20 acres of land, loads of land. They're out in the middle of this little shack.
Okay.
Out, you know, they're getting it on, you know, they're having
wait, a little, who's getting it on by
her, yeah, and her friend, okay, doing that, yeah. You know, because she yeah. likes a little sign. and then they see this thing like run across the back, and they're like, whoa, what's that? Right? Yeah. And they're like, wow, that's strange. And then they carry on, you know, they're so watching the film. They're watching the film or something. And then they're like, oh, let's get some more wine. And so her friend goes out.
Oh, let's get some more wine.
Yeah. And so her friend goes out to the to the kitchen. And you just hear a scream, like a massive scream.
Yeah.
And then
my ass.
And then Miley like runs into the kitchen, and her friend is just on the floor, dead, face down, right, with chickens all around her, right, just pecking, like they can't stop pecking, right, and they get down, and she's like, she's screaming, she doesn't know what to do, and then all of a sudden they just go, like, and they look at her, right. And she screams and she runs, like, she slams the door behind her, right?
Like,
and she can hear them just like slamming themselves against the door, right? And so she runs, she's like trying to lock herself in somewhere, but they just keep coming. And then, you know, and like, and these chickens, right? You know, chickens can't fly, right? Yeah. These can fly. So she goes to like the top of her house. The top of the house, and there's like, you know, she's in the bathroom, she's thinking like, what can I do? She's like looking for a weapon and stuff, and then she starts seeing birds just flying to the windows, like trying to smash the windows open. And so she thinks, fuck, like I've got to get to the car, right? And she runs outside, gets to the car, and she crashes the car. She's running through the wheat fields, and these chickens are like flying everywhere. Yeah, and then like eventually, right, she gets to the road, and a car like drives along, And they're basically, and they just get out and they've got a gun.
What, the chicken?
No, not a chicken. This is just a person. This is just a person. And they say, you have to re-enter the compound.
Oh, she has to go back
and
in.
And people are basically betting to see how long these people can last in that situation.
What film are you ripping off?
Drop the mic.
Do you know what film? Do you know what film you're ripping off?
Bye, Winnie.
See you later.
Okay, Tom. Awesome. Tom, any questions on that plot?
Easy, mate. I don't need to ask any questions.
Okay, Tom, go ahead.
Okay, so basically, Miley Cyrus is one day in KFC.
We're not sponsored by KFC.
There are other chicken restaurants.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, that's the one.
You're speaking times over, Woody.
Sorry.
She's out.
Let Tom interrupt me.
Do you want to shut
racists.
Guys, please. Miley's had her food, or eating her food, at the table.
Mm-hmm.
There is a strange sort of gypsy-like woman ordering food from the counter.
Yeah.
And she's getting really aggy because they don't have a certain thing. And she gets really annoyed.
Mm.
And she's screaming and raving, and Miley laughs and chuckles. And this woman hears her, looks over at her and goes,
"A curse upon your chicken."
And the sky darkens, thunder claps.
Yeah.
And the gypsy woman walks out.
Uh-huh.
The sky's clear. And Miley's like, what was that?
I like that, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And so then they go. And then the next day, she's at school. And then she looks out the window and there's just a chicken. One individual chicken slowly walking towards her. Right? And she's like, she keeps looking, but then the bell rings and she gets up and goes.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the next day, she's just in her house. It's the weekend. She looks out the window. There's a chicken walking down the street. And she's like, what is going on? So she goes out, stares at this chicken as it's walking slowly towards her.
Yeah. I like the sound effects of the back.
She goes back inside, ignoring it, trying to just move on. And then hears the door open, but she's on her own. And she hears a faint... and then little clawy feet on the wooden steps. She has. You know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she's getting really freaked out now.
Yeah.
So she just locks her door, and she keeps hearing the noise get louder and louder and louder, and then there's pecking starts on the door, and she's like, what's going on? And she opens the door and there's nothing there. She goes out into the hallway, there's nothing there. Goes downstairs, there's nothing there. She goes outside, there's nothing there. So she goes, right, I'm going to go for a walk. And the camera just pans out as she's walking.
Yeah.
And up on the roof is a chicken.
Oh, okay. My God.
And then the next day, she is starting to realise she's being followed by this chicken. Okay, and she goes to the gypsy woman. She finds her. She just finds her. She sees a fortune telling on the street.
Oh!
Is really freaked out by the chicken thing and is like, please can you get rid of this? I'm really sorry for laughing. And the woman's like, there's only one way you can get rid of it. Only one way. You have to go to KFC, the place where I gave you the curse, and you have to complain about your food. So she goes to KFC, she complains about her food, she thinks it's all over. The person she complained to is on the news the next day and has been viciously murdered, horrifically murdered. There's a picture on there which they give warnings about, and they show the picture, but the dude's been totally ripped apart, covered in chicken shit. But it was really gory, right? And so she starts to panic again. She sees the chicken, it's coming back, chicken's still following her, and then she has this epic final duel with the chicken to try and finally beat this thing in a slaughterhouse.
Of course.
Eventually pushes the chicken into the meat grinder. Gets blended up. Thinks it's all over. That's it. She thinks it's all over. We think it's all over. And then we see the final shot is her walking down the street with a friend. And in the very far distance, you can see a little object. A little chicken. That's it.
I like it with Tom. I like that. I like that a lot.
It was good.
I like that. I like how you both embrace the horror genre as well. Yeah. Woody, any questions?
It's a tough one. It is going to be a tough one.
You guys have made it difficult for me.
Yeah.
Are we going to get this 1.5 each? Is that what's
I really hope not. You have to be clinical. You have to be brutal.
So, currently, Woody, you're on 3 points. And Tom the Aggressive, you're on 3 points.
Yes.
The first point I'm going to give out for is creativity or, like, actor relevant.
Oh, shit. Forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Tom didn't have...
No, I didn't, did I?
For creativity, Woody, I can really imagine your one really well. I can imagine every scene, every room in the house, every movement. Tom, I liked how you built tension. I like that.
Your storytelling is strong, Tom.
With the soundscapes and everything. So because of that, I'm going to give the point to Tom.
Thank you.
Tom, you got the point for creativity.
Okay.
Tom, 4 points. Woody, 3 points. The next point I'm going to give out is for genre. And the genre was horror gore. And Woody, you mentioned blood in yours when she pecked her friend to death in the kitchen. Tom, you obviously mentioned gore as well, with the person brutally murdered and with chicken shit all over them. Now, this one, I think I'm going to give it to the person which I could envision the gore more clearly, which suited the narrative. And also the genre as well. Woody went very typical, as a very typical horror, whereas Tom, you went kind of creepy horror.
Yeah.
It was creepy. Yeah. So because of that, I'm going to give the point to Woody.
Okay.
Woody for the gore. Woody, I can imagine your one a little bit more. The chicken shit wasn't too gore, it was more disgusting. Covered in chicken.
I think I went wrong there.
And the final point for object of the chicken and its relevance in the plot.
Oh, wow. Well, this is like even, isn't it? We both had like really, like the chicken was the horror thing.
Yeah, that was the aspect of horror.
Now, because you guys have made it difficult for me and you're both on 4 points currently, I want to make it easier on myself, so I'm going to move this into the bonus round. So you both have... None of you get a point for that one. So you're both on 4 points each.
Bullshit.
Okay, so now, bonus round, round four. Okay, you guys, and we're back. Where did we go? Okay, final round, let's get straight into it. Actor or celebrity name is Caroline Flack from Love Island.
Bit of a weak celebrity.
Didn't even call her a celeb. What's she even done?
B-lister.
A host. It's relevant to Love Island.
What's her stereotype? Oh, right, okay.
I feel like her entrances and stuff. It's a Flack attack or whatever.
You look gorgeous.
And the genre is action. Action genre. And the random object is a golf ball. Caroline Flack, action genre, and a golf ball.
No, that's good. Okay, yeah.
I'll give you a few minutes to think.
Oh, I'm going to find it so hard to link her to action. Because I don't know what she's done other than...
Love Island, yeah, me neither. Island,
which is like the most docile thing in the world.
She was on she did X Factor.
Oh yeah, she was a little bit, wasn't she? Oh,
Caroline Flack, action genre, random object is a golf ball.
I'm going to improv it, mostly.
And the person that goes first... is Woody than Tom?
We have Miss Flack.
Miss Flack.
Right? She's on the set of because we can't use Love Island, it'll be a new reality TV show abroad where, you know, you get loads of people in, you know, they try and fall in love and basically have sex and, you know, all that stuff.
Wait, what's it called?
The Isles where love will happen.
what channel is it on?
It's on Channel 11.
Oh, yeah, it's not ITV.
No.
Channel
11.
No, Channel 11.
It's a good one.
Yeah, okay, cool.
She's struggling. She's struggling for work a little bit.
Okay.
Like you are with the plot. Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, and the reason is because Love Island went. Like, Love Island, like, imploded, like, because so many people started, like, the mental health was so bad that came from Love Island.
Yeah.
They were just so, everyone became, yeah, and because she's sort of, like, the face of Love Island, everyone got really angry at her, and so her career took a dive. And a lot of people were really, really angry, and so she sort of moved away, but she's tried to make a comeback doing this new reality TV show. She's on the set. Massive explosion, right? Massive explosion. Like, some of the crew died. Like, it's like, man, it's crazy, right? And then Carl rocks up outside. Quick, get in. Guess who it is? Jason Statham. There we go. Right? He's like, quick, get in. And so She does, because she has no choice, right? And he's like, I've been following you for a little while now. People are out to get you. Like, because of what you did, because of how many people's lives you screwed up, like, people are out to get you. We need to get you across the border, right?
What border?
And out of the country, and get you a new passport. Like, so they're in Spain at the moment, but they want to go to Portugal, because things are a bit more dodgy in Portugal, and you can sort of, sure. You know, get around it a bit more. So like, they go in, and they have to stop overnight, because their car runs out of fuel and stuff. So they sort of have to ditch the car, and then they go. But what they don't know is people are following them. Or, like, Jason Statham sort of knows, but they're sort of both very paranoid. And they get to this sort of clubhouse. And what is this clubhouse for?
I don't know. You're saying it's
it's a golf clubhouse.
Okay, yeah.
Right? And so, you know, all this sort of, like, ex-Love Island people, like, they come in sort of, like, waves, and, like, Jason Statham's, like, trying to get them, but he dies. He actually dies.
Jason!
Like, they actually manage to kill him, because they just overpower him, and, like, they're stabbing him, and she's, like, crying. Like, she runs and stuff, and she goes... And who knew, right, that she's actually sick at golf? Because she goes to the driving range, and she lines up loads of balls, right? And as they come through the door, smashes them in the head. Boom. Gone. One after the other. Until there are no more.
Don't they have guns?
And to, huh?
Don't they have guns?
No, you can't get guns.
There's enough room to overpower Jason Statham, but she has the time and ability...
No, because they're occupied with her. So there's
and
a part...
Hit them at her assailants.
There's a part in it, right? Where there's like five of them, right? Yeah. He's trying to take them on, and he goes, Caroline, run!
Set up the golf ball!
Yeah, and so she runs. And she runs and, like...
Set the trap up!
Yeah, and so they kill him, and they run after... Like, he gets a couple of them. So there's only about three at this point. And she just... she kills two of them with golf balls, right? Two of them with golf balls. Smashes the last one in the head. Runs for the car. Gets across the border. Gets their friend Pedro across the border. Fake ID... Fake name, off
Wait,
into the sunset. The guy that Jason had set up to get her a new identification. So she could actually have a life. And, you know, he did all that for her. So, you know, really, it was romantic as well, I think.
Fine.
When he gets the other point, if you will. Amazing. Okay, Woody. Tom, any questions real quick about that plot?
No, we've done them all.
Yeah. Tom, Caroline Flack, action golf ball.
Okay, mine is incredibly weak. Anyway, you little bitch. Caroline Flack is presenting Love Island. She's
copyright. Couldn't really.
Doesn't matter. She goes into the villa to talk to him. And then all of a sudden, helicopters come over the top. Three of them. Ropes. Men, all in black. Come sliding down. Hit the ground.
Why
was
their colour important?
All in black. Anyway, these black men. They round everyone up. They keep the girls and guys separate.
Like they do anyway.
Yeah. They're like, everyone get on the ground.
Oh my God.
This is a hostage situation. Blah, 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 blah. And Caroline's like, everything's in slow-mo, because all her entrances are in slow-mo, so everything's in slow-mo for this bit. She's panicking, everyone's scared, everything like that. Producers are like, what's going on? This isn't part of it. They're told to get on the ground. And then one of the leader of the group, the terrorist group, brings the...
Pedro, his name is.
brings one of the islanders to in front of Caroline, who's asked to stand up. The islander's kneeling, and they ask Caroline, where did you put the map? Tell us, otherwise we will kill this man. And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Kill him!
They bring out another one. And she's like, I don't know, he's talking about crying, everything like that.
Yeah.
Bam, another one, dead. So now she's realising that they mean business, and she's like, did they bring another one? She's like, okay, I'll tell you. I'll tell you.
The last one. Okay. I'll tell you.
She goes, I'll tell you where the map is, on one condition. You finally leave me alone. And they're like, it's a deal. So she goes... into the kitchen of Love Island, reaches into the oven, dirty oven. Reaches into the back, pulls out the golf ball. And there's a little hole in the top.
Yeah.
She puts her finger
in. Golf ball, isn't it?
pulls it apart. And this tiny little roll of paper. She does that. She goes, oh. And then she goes, she unfurls it. It's a little map. It is a little map of the villa. And hands it to the lead terrorist.
It's just the blueprint, isn't it? Just for the
tiny little
place. They're just like, oh,
we are loads.
I just really like architecture. I just really wanted the blueprint.
Hands it to him, and he's like, "We finally got it. Go, go, go!" And so, three of them split up and go to where she's marked a little X on the map into the pool. So they dive down to go and retrieve this thing.
And they dive a boat on the pool. Yeah, go, go, go.
They die. And she's like,
it's just laying on the bottom of the pool. Was it? Yeah. Whatever they wanted. Yeah, yeah, it's just, and they all went swimming and everything. All yeah. The islanders.
There was a massive X as well.
It's in the filtration system.
Oh, okay.
And they know this, right? So they dive down. And then, but what she hasn't told them is that you have to have her fingerprints to pull off the filter cover. And so they go to pull it off. And the pool goes red, the bits at the top shut, like steel doors, like shut, and they're like trying to swim up to the top, but they shut them in, drown. The terrorists are like, what's going on? What was that? What have you done? Caroline's like, you asked for this. And then the islanders, they stand up, and they pull out weapons that they've had on them. Some of them have had pistols, some of them had swords, machetes, anything. And then they attack their terrorists, and they're fighting, they're killing them. Some of them are dying as well, though, the islanders, but they're fighting back. Caroline, in slow-mo, is kung fu fighting them, and gets to the lead terrorist, finally. They stare each other down. The lead terrorist is like, one day, we will get you. One day, we will get what you...
Oh, my God.
Well, actually, no, I don't know what she's done. Actually, I haven't figured that out, but...
What is it for anything?
The terrorist is like, one day we will get you. Caroline's like, not today. Engages in combat, breaks his neck, he falls to the ground. His phone, which has been dropped, starts to be rung. It comes up on the screen.
Here we go.
Comes up on the screen as director.
Al Qaeda.
Director. She leans down, picks it up, phone answers. It's Ian Sterling, the commentator.
Yeah, okay.
And he says in his weird accent, he's like, I'm going to get you. And then it hangs up. And that's it. End of story.
I like that. Open ending, Tom. I like that a lot.
Cheers, man.
You guys, firstly, that was difficult. That was really that was a difficult combination.
That was off the top of my head.
That was really good.
That was good.
That was really good.
To be honest, Tom, when you first started, I was thinking this is going to be shit, but then you developed it so much, and you did massively save it.
Thanks,
yeah.
Man, appreciate it.
Okay, you guys, 4 points each at the moment. Last round, you guys, I couldn't give it a point; it was too difficult. So this round, I'm giving out 3 points. That was tough. They were both really good on the material I gave you. So the first point I'm going to give out is for creativity or actor relevance. You both mentioned the fact it was Love Island, or Love Island in some capacity. I like that. That was good.
Mine wasn't actually Love Island.
Tom's
couldn't be Love Island, really.
Well, it's Love Island, but without the S. It says Island.
Yes, one singular island, yeah.
Okay. And I think, Tom, you got that point.
Yeah.
Because you made the relevance of the slow-mo. She loves the slow-mo. That won it over for that.
Slow-mo.
Why is it what's the relevance?
She's always doing slow-mo stuff. Always she's always walking into the villa slow-mo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woody.
You should watch it.
You should watch it sometime. Yeah. So, Tom, you...
I have a life, so...
Woody, you told me all morning you were playing Black Ops Zombies.
Were you?
And then the connection went out and you cried.
Yeah, I didn't cry. I was angry.
Fucking... And the next point I'm giving out is for genre. Both of them were filled with action. Woody obviously had the explosion aspect. There was an explosion and everything. Tom definitely had the action, the shooting action section as well. There were guns, there was death, there was violence and everything. Yeah. But I think I'm going to give the genre bit to Woody just for the action bit and obviously including Jason as well.
Automatically wins, doesn't it?
You started with that.
So now once again we're back on the draw with 5 points each for the two of you. It all comes down to the point of the object of the golf balls. Tom, obviously the map for you was held in the golf ball. Woody, she used the golf balls to kill the last few members. The issue that I have with these two is the golf ball with the map in, that could have been anything. Why was it a golf ball?
Yeah, it was a bit of a shit.
But for Woody's one, she could have just killed them with the club.
She killed the last one with the club. But obviously she can't take on three guys at once, can she? She had to take two out at long range. That was the thought behind it.
Ridiculous, though.
I've decided, for the final point of the object, that the point of the object, final point, winning point, goes to Woody, because it's set at a golf course. Tom, the golf ball could have been anything holding the map.
But it was the golf ball.
So you needed some sort of link to why it was a golf ball.
To play it.
There'd be a link.
No, you could have been like she was an ex-golfer or something like that. That would have made it a little
bit
more.
That's a bit of a stretch, though, isn't it?
It's a bit of a stretch having it in a golf ball in the middle of Love Island.
All right, okay, you win. Well done.
To be fair, they were both bad.
They were both weak points.
It was difficult, though, because it was a golf ball, but Woody, you just scraped it away. Oh. So now, Tom, do you want to remind Woody what he's won? Nothing. Wait, Tom, what he won?
A lost friend. That's what you've won.
Tom, do you remind Woody what he's won?
Well, he gets an adjective now.
He gets an adjective. Tom, you're currently Tom the
aggressive.
Aggressive. And
this is what you are when I triggered you.
Very triggered.
And now, Woody, you get an adjective at the end of Woody the, which I've just randomly generated. Woody, you were Woody the.
Woodrow
the. Now, you're Woody the annoyed. You're Woody the annoyed.
I was this morning.
You were this morning playing Black Ops.
Yeah.
So now you're Woody the annoyed and Tom the aggressive. What a battle off between the two of you. Woody,
it was strong.
You're now on the board with a name. Next week on Mac, we will refer to you as Woody the annoyed. Tom the aggressive. Hopefully, though, next time you come back, Tom might have a different name.
I'm hoping so. Tom, you are a valid opponent. I'm so shocked because your storytelling skills are stupidly good.
There we go. Both of you were good.
Mine was just really ridiculous, though. Yours is thought out.
Plausible.
Yeah.
She was in KFC.
Cursing.
Okay, you guys shake hands. Oh! Well done.
Like I said, I'm sweating buckets here.
Woody, for winning, did you have a favourite answer at all? One of Tom's, one of yours? Anything which has stuck in your head?
The thing that I can really vividly imagine is your end scene in the horror film of the chicken in the distance.
In the distance.
That was perfect. That was perfect.
I love that.
I could see it in your face when I looked over. Yeah. You could see the fear in your
pure
eyes.
Pure fear.
He's got me.
And Tom, any storylines which you enjoyed of yourself or Woody did?
Oh, I liked Woody's Keanu Reeves one.
That was good. I like that one. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Another Having Games Down. Luckily, next time we play this, Tom might get another nickname, but it depends who we have on.
If you'd actually awarded me the point that I wouldn't have been, we wouldn't be in this situation.
That was tough, though. That was a tough one. So thank you so much for listening, guys. You can check us out on all podcast directories and on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, on YouTube now. You can listen to it on there. I found it so that Woody's only ever listened to the podcast through Spotify, which is, I think, is really weird. Although, Tom, you do as well, actually. Yeah. I listen to it through the podcast app on the iPhone. Thank you so much for listening. The winner, Woody, a final word, one singular word to end the episode.
Chickens.
Thank you ever so much for playing, guys. See you next time. Thanks, Woody. Clap.
Oh.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.